Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We do have my Mac drop coming up soon. We'll see if you guys can decipher what's an average Joe request versus a celebrity request. It's amazing how similar they are.
Is Ludacris involved in this?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Just checking.
We need some Hennessy, some Trojans. No, they're Magnums.
An eight pack of white t-shirts.
And some peanut butter. What?
What?
I don't know.
So Bob Chesney is leaving James Madison, heading to UCLA. He's going to replace Deshaun Foster.
Your reaction to this was, Mike, on our group chat, was absolutely phenomenal, and I had nothing for it. I was like,
makes no sense.
Pretty spot on.
It makes no sense.
I don't know. You said
that place is a funeral home for head coaches. It is. I can't think of somebody that's had any level of success there, like, you know, in the last, I don't know, 20 years. And I know that they've had some good teams, but you look back to like Chip Kelly, Rick Neuheisel, Jim Mora. I mean, it just feels like it's like, dude, what a wasteland. And I'm a huge – and I say that because I think Bob Chesney is a good coach. I've seen a lot of his, interviews this year. People make fun of him for having good hair. You know, he's a young, energetic guy. He's won everywhere he's been. He took over that program when Kurt Cignetti left. And, you know, Kurt Cignetti left that program in a really good spot at James Madison. But he did a lot of good things with that program in a short amount of time. So for him to just drop everything over here – on the East Coast and be like, I'm going to UCLA. It was such a letdown for me because I'm like, man, maybe he's been targeted at Penn State. Maybe Kentucky would be a spot for him. And then I hear UCLA and I'm like, really? Like, I would have, just as a football fan, I would have rather you stay at James Madison. You know what I mean?
I will say, though, if I was a college football coach at a James Madison type school and I'd had success and I remember we talked about it yesterday. I think these deals are going away with the big buyouts and everything.
Sure.
Well, I would jump on it like a lottery ticket, like a winning lottery ticket in the wind, you know, like blowing around on the ground. I would jump on that thing like it was a grenade, hold on to it tight, and whatever happens, get my big buyout and invest and live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Maybe coaching offense or defense or a position coach where I can just coach, right? That really is kind of the feeling that you get from some of these guys that they're doing it. They're like, oh, it's a payday.
It feels like a big payday. It feels like for some of these coaches, it turned into a game of musical chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the music went off, they're like, oh, God, I got to find a chair. It's like, no, dude, you already had one over there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that chair wasn't that bad. And I know that UCLA is a massive step up from James Madison. I'm discounting that. But James Madison could be playing for a college football playoff spot this weekend. And UCLA is just an absolute doormat. It's just bad.
It's like being a third-round draft pick or a fourth-round draft pick, Mike, and when that 4 years runs out and somebody – and you've done good, not great, and then you're a free agent and you're in the NFL and somebody's like, dude, I'm going to pay you three times over your market value. You're going to cash in and you're generational wealth now. That's exactly what – that's
good
what
point.
That's what it's
I
coming
wasn't sure
to.
Where you're going with that, but that's a good
I
point.
I brought it around.
Well, Mike, you just mentioned Kentucky. Will Stein was named head coach for Kentucky after they fired Mark Stoops.
Boy, they moved quick, didn't they? Like, you have to imagine they had this in their back pocket.
Yeah,
there's just no
ready.
Way in a 24-hour span that you're like, you're fired, you're hired. You know what I mean? Okay,
a Louisville
fine.
Kid too.
Yeah,
Louisville, played there.
He's a Kentucky native, which you can kind of start connecting the dots. So it does make sense from that aspect. I don't know much about him, you know, to be real. I think Kentucky has always kind of hired coaches like that. I mean, go all the way back to Rich Brooks. It's like, I don't know anything about this guy, but it feels like he should be able to do a fine enough job. Sure.
It's funny to me what Kentucky has been football-wise. And then yet, and it's, look, I know it's every fan base, but just how unhappy they were with Mark Stoops. Now, the even though Mark Stoops brought them wins and won there more, hell, he might be one of the winningest, if not the winningest coach of all time at Kentucky. I'm not 100% sure there. I know there's been other guys there that have won.
He's the winningest coach of all time there.
And just how underappreciated he was. Now, his personality helps that. I mean, he's an honorary guy, you know?
A little bit of a curmudgeon.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah, that's fine.
As a guy that's really happy and very happy-go-lucky, I can't relate with that, but, you know, hey, it's kind of what
trying to laugh in my microphone.
Well, that's not funny. I'm very happy. I mean, Dylan and I are the happiest people in the station. We're always smiling.
We really are.
Yeah. You and Dylan are basically twins.
Yeah. I know.
Twinkies.
Yeah. I know.
Twinkies.
Well, Squidbilly's always pleasant.
Yeah. No, and just to bring it back full circle, I'm with you. The other thing to think of here is the SEC is going to a 9-game schedule. That is not going to benefit Kentucky in any way. It just isn't. They struggle winning conference games. They've done a great job of not scheduling the big Power Four out of conference stuff, and it's going to be an uphill climb.
I'm sitting here and I'm laughing because 3 years ago, Clark Lee was like, we're going to win national titles at Vanderbilt. And everybody laughed, and me included. I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't. And now Clark Lee is 10-2 at Vanderbilt. They've got a Heisman Trophy, probably finalists. And they've got a case. Now, I'm not going to get in, but they've got a case for the college football playoff. And we're talking about Kentucky, and you're like, 9 games, bad deal for Kentucky. And it's just how the college football world is flipped. A little bit, and the college sports world's flipped.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the reason that Kentucky and I think Arkansas is fighting the same battle. It's just never going to be number one over there, right? The money being spent on NIL at Kentucky is going to go towards the basketball program. It just always is, and so I think Vanderbilt's its own kind of case. You can do different things at Vanderbilt, but at Kentucky, well, it is what it is.
You would think that the grocery store money. That they have.
Sure.
This is a public show, so I'm not going to say that name. But this is a public show. But that grocery store money, I guess, ain't carrying them where they want to go.
Sort of drying up a little bit.
But it's where the field's named and everything. But the same thing with Arkansas. When I heard the comments by the AD, like, yeah, we didn't give Sam Pittman the financial resources that he needed to win here. And I'm sitting there going, dude, you got Walmart money. You got oil money. You've got Jerry Jones money. Hey, Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson won a national title there in the 60s.
Yeah.
They're alumnus, and you don't have money?
Yeah. I mean, and again, at Kentucky, it's going to go a certain place. You add in that extra conference game, and I don't know, man. Like, we'll see what happens, but that's a job that's going to be tough sledding.
I mean, Bill Clinton is an Arkansas guy. They've got money. Where is it at?
If you like crumble cookies, I've got a weird twist on this next college football story because Penn State is allegedly going after BYU's Kalani Sitake. Now, crumble cookie CEO Jason McGowan is a huge donor to BYU.
Wow.
And he put out this cryptic message last night saying, some people are not replaceable. Sounds like it's time for me to get off the sidelines and get to work.
He put it, like, where did he put this message out?
Twitter.
Like, what are we doing? What kind of twilight era are we living in here? Where the Crumble CEO put out a tweet about Kalani Sitake. I mean, what? I mean, that's almost as unbelievable as Bill Belichick having a 24-year-old girlfriend at UNC.
I don't think it's the real account, but there's an account out there with a Penn State AD where he says we're blanked. We've screwed up the coaching. And I don't think that's the real thing. But you go look at it and you're just like, it makes me laugh. I'm like, yeah, they are.
I hope that's not the right one. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But look, we celebrate when guys get involved. Like, how much has Phil Knight been celebrated in Eugene, Oregon for what he's done with Oregon and the facilities and everything? When you bring that in, you're stuck with it, and they have control, and they're gonna protect their brand. That's what the Crumble guy's doing.
Thanks a lot, Allie. Now I want cookies.
I know. Mm. I know. Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You may have noticed we didn't touch Lane Kiffin's contract in the college football segment right there.
I did notice, yes.
So he's getting paid $13 million per year before incentives, just a little bit less than Kirby and Ryan Day. So in his new contract, he has made it so if he wins a national championship, he will get a raise to make sure he is the number one paid guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kirby probably has something.
Kirby has an escalator that he has to be one of the two. Him and Dabo both have those escalators. They'll automatically kick in to get them where they need to be.
So it made me curious to see this caveat to his contract. What if average Joe's, like the normal person, what can we ask for? And so I've come up with a game, celebrity or average Joe. Okay. I'm going to give you guys a scenario. You tell me if it's a celebrity or average Joe. Mike, we'll start with you.
All right, but these are all real, right?
These are all real.
This is not stuffing or bluffing.
Nothing is made up.
These are all real.
Nothing is made up. Okay, who negotiated a clause requiring a specific brand of knives be replaced annually? Is this a celebrity or an average Joe?
Specific brand of knives
to
be replaced regularly. I'm going to say celebrity. Sounds like a cooking show.
You are incorrect.
Oh, no, okay.
No, that's
a regular person?
A chef out of Charleston, South Carolina requested that when they
signed
on. I was on the right path.
I was on the right path. That was a Guy Fieri, somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, it is what it is.
Lots of research, Bo. Lots of research. Bo, who required someone to collect used chewing gum throughout the day? Is this a celebrity or an average Joe?
That's a celebrity.
Yeah. It's Mariah Carey. And not just chewing gum in general, but her chewing gum.
I'm sorry, like, what?
She eats chewing gum and hands it.
Okay, wait. I'm done. I'm cooked.
Well, Mariah Carey is infamous for being a difficult person. I'll put it that way.
Yeah,
Is that the nicest way?
The New Year's countdown where she couldn't hear herself in her ear.
She's like,
she just quit.
I'm on New Year's too.
She just quit.
I've never heard a more diva thing. Why do you want your chewing gums you already chew?
Yeah,
Have you ever seen
Don't Mess with the Zohan or the Zohan with Adam Sandler?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Dylan, I'm going to go to you on this one. Who insisted their workspace be kept no colder than 74 degrees? An average Joe or a celebrity?
Average Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? It's a receptionist out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Wanted it to be 74 degrees.
I would have gone Joe as well.
I was going to say it was me and Mike Conti and management here because
oh,
we
yeah?
have to keep that at 74 degrees. Because if it goes below it, it stops working.
All right, Mike.
That's such a good call.
Who added a contract clause guaranteeing they could bring their dog with them everywhere? Is it a celebrity or an average
Joe? This is Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, it's so easy. I'm like, how would you...
That is not correct. No.
Oh, that's not the answer?
That is not correct.
We need to look into this,
Allie. I'm sure he has one. But this is also a thing an average Joe did, a software engineer in Seattle, Washington. Said, I need to be able to bring my dog everywhere with me.
Is his name also Kirk Herbstreit?
I was going to say, we need to stop the average Joe thing for people that make like 500K and up. Those are not average Joes. Software engineer in Seattle seems like somebody that's... in the upper 1%.
Software engineer was you don't let me bring my dog everywhere, I'm getting y'all hacked.
But the cost of living out there, he's making like what we make.
Bill Gates Jr.
Bo, I'll give you the last one. Who negotiated a daily 3 p.m. wellness break, specifically yoga? Is that a celebrity or an average Joe?
It's a celebrity. Sounds like something that, like, one of our elected officials says done.
It is also something an average Joe accomplished. A marketing employee in Boulder, Colorado put that into their employee contract.
Sounds like something somebody would do in Boulder, Colorado.
Can you imagine, though, like, walking up to Mike Conti being like, you know, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to have to go do yoga.
I wonder if this yoga comes with another activity. That's specific Boulder, Colorado.
To get the creative juices flowing? Is that what you're saying? A marketing executive needs to get the creative juices
around
flowing.
Lunchtime, too?
They would have made that break at maybe in the 4 o'clock hour.
Hey, there you go.
I just can't imagine asking for these things with a straight face.
I'm going to tell you something. We've heard some stuff.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. Being management, Bo, I'm sure you've heard a lot.
That's right.
All right. Well, I know you two have been reviewing film from the Falcons-Jets game. So we're going to get into the good, bad, and the ugly next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.